The survivors of the Grateful Dead and some of their musical friends have been touring together since June. They call the tour the Further Festival. Music critic Milo Miles caught the show outside Boston.
I'll keep on trucking, mama, truck my blues away. I said keep on trucking, mama, truck my blues away. Here you come, baby, big ass sin. Tell what you've been doing by the shape you're in. So keep on trucking, mama, now truck my blues away. You've been doing like a...
Whenever I hear the term casual dress from now on, I will think of the Further Festival. When I last saw members of the Grateful Dead on stage more than 20 years ago, the audience was suit and tie by comparison. I guess the barefoot earth mama and the shirtless hippie dude are here to stay. They fit the mood, benign, low-key, self-contained. The Further Festival itself was like watching a parade of little pieces of the Grateful Dead. The Flying Karamazov brothers provided novelty juggling musicians. Alvin Youngblood Hart was a passable neo-blues man. Hot Tuna and John Wesley Harding added a dash of heartwarming old geezer folk rock. Los Lobos and Bruce Hornsby were close pals of the Dead who came to help party down. And two members of the Dead debuted new groups, namely Mickey Hart's percussion ensemble Mystery Box and Bob Weir's edgy straight-ahead rock outfit Rat Dog. Of course, the guy that couldn't be there in the flesh was around more than anybody else. Jerry Garcia's face and famous handprint swarmed on T-shirts and buttons and stickers and signs. The ambiguous nature of all the worship was reflected by Garcia's old mates. Hart offered a wonderfully apt, zen-like homage in Down the Road, a number he wrote with Dead lyricist Robert Hunter. On the other hand, Weir began Rat Dog's set with the refrain, "He travels fastest who travels alone." All the pieces of the Dead put together still lack a huge chunk in the middle. A young and healthy Jerry Garcia. As a cosmic optimist, Garcia kept the Edenic spirit of the mid-60s acid tests alive for the band and the fans. But deep down, Garcia must have known that Dead concerts had started to become like Disneyland reenactments, the very sort of glib, escapist entertainment packages the band originally intended to bury. And as much as the audience wanted to believe, the Further Festival didn't find a way beyond Garcia's tombstone. In their short set, Los Lobos presented tender accordion, sinewy guitar, roadhouse saxophone, and slippery rhythms from a pair of drummers who really did get the job done. But a short set from your friends can only do so much. Now, Bruce Hornsby, who's actually played with the Dead a bunch, is closer to home. That's a problem. He's a warm, welcoming performer who combines the mechanical climaxes of Elton John, the rockless roll of Steve Winwood, and the spineless jazz of Spyro Gyra into a fizzy cocktail that leaves no taste 5 minutes after it goes down. And inevitably, Hornsby was key instigator in the concert-closing jam featuring Weir's Rat Dog. Jimmy Johnson, who played piano on all of Chuck Berry's classic hits, is a member of Rat Dog, and he roils the ivories better than anyone who has played with the Dead. But even he can't displace the overriding Rat Dog image, which is Weir's bad boy lady killer act, an unamusing spectacle. The jam session did manage to poke fun at tough guy stuff with a blustery version of Bob Dylan's "It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry." Then, without much ceremony, the Further Festival ended, and the audience was left with the persistence of memory. The legacy of Jerry Garcia still attracts the nicest and nakedest crowd in rock. But for how long, I wonder? The prognosis for going further is not dead, no indeed, but ailing.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. The Further Festival performs tonight in St. Louis and then heads west.